Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, baby Jonas is trending this morning. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are expecting their first child. Sources say the 23-year-old is pregnant and they're trying to keep things hush-hush right now. That obviously didn't work out very well, but their friends and family are super excited for them. The couple got married here in Las Vegas last May, and then they ended up having a second ceremony a month later in France. But the last picture they have of them, she's wearing a really big oversized coat, so you can't really tell.
Oh.
E! Online is reporting that baby Jonas is on the way.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm happy for them. That's cool.
That's really cool.
She's just 23, huh?
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, and he's, do we know how old he is? They're like, what, late 20s, early 30s, those guys?
I assume they're both in their 20s. I'm not 100%
sure. That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Also trending this morning, regrets are trending. A new survey says the average person spends 110 hours a year regretting things. Think about all the things that you regret. The main regrets on this survey include your career choice, breaking up with someone, or just breakups in general. Not traveling, that's another big regret. 79% of people say they wish they took more risks, with many people thinking that they would be happier, richer, or in their dream job if they did. For 44% of people, the fear of failure is what's stopping them from trying new things.
Did you spend a lot of time, or do you have a lot of regrets?
I don't have too many regrets. The only regrets that I ever have are just things that I wish I would have tried that I was too scared to try. And again, it was for that whole fear of failure thing. There's a couple of things. There's a couple of opportunities I have coming up, and I haven't said yes to them, and I'm probably going to say no. And the reason is I'm just too scared. And I don't know why I'm scared. I'm just too scared. I don't know what.
Well, don't they say that's a good, that it's the right thing to do if you're scared? Because on the other side of what you're scared of is success and happiness and the excitement that you actually did something.
Probably, but you know, the scaring part gets me.
Yes.
How about you?
You got to tell yourself there's goodness on the other side, but I'm just scared to walk through that door.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to take that step, though.
It's not so much regrets, but as more as I spend a lot of time like hemming and hawing whether it's the right decision to do something.
Yeah.
Back and forth, arguing both sides when I say just make whatever decision I make, just go all in on that decision and stick with it.
And not second guess yourself. Usually your gut instinct, it won't lead you wrong.
And it could be a big decision for, you know, job or something, but then also a small decision as what time should we do dinner? Should we make a 6 o'clock or 5:30 reservation? I don't know. What's it? It's
just I find myself
just pick one and go with it and stick with it.
Yeah, I totally get it. Just second guessing yourself is like the worst thing. And then also trending this morning, Billie Eilish is trending. So last month, it was revealed that Billie Eilish would be the youngest person ever to record a theme song for a James Bond movie. The 25th 007 movie, No Time to Die, is coming out on April 10th. Well, yesterday, she posted on Instagram that the new theme is going to be released today at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, with the post, there was music behind it, and a lot of people are saying this is probably part of the song. This is the music that was playing with it. I like that sound. It's good.
It does have a James Bond eeriness
yes.
to it.
And I can just hear it in her voice, like, no time to die. So that is trending. And then KFC Crocs is trending. The latest in fried fashion is out. KFC Crocs. They look like a bucket of fried chicken, and they have drumsticks on top. The two businesses collaborated to create the shoes inspired by the iconic buckets of chicken. Two versions, the classic that looks like your classic clog, And then there's one with a platform on it. 4.5 inches of platform. Both of them smell like chicken also. And they will be available for purchase in the spring for $59.99 on Crocs.com. You can go there now, sign up for a little reminder if you want to get it. And that's what's trending.
Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.